Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, folks. Hope you are having a great Thursday morning. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us on Thursdays to talk about a whole host of things. And we'll talk about the New Orleans Citizens Coalition survey results. We'll also talk about the NOPD homicide clearance rate and solve rates for other crimes and things that went on in the legislative session that impact the criminal justice system. And we're going to have a very broad conversation about crime in general as to what we see here and as we move forward. At 11:30, John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer for the Second Harvest Food Bank, joins us on Wednesday, June 18th, which was yesterday. Second Harvest they officially launched its first Making Groceries mobile market located in Orleans Parish at the Sanchez Multi-Service Center. We'll talk about what that brings to the community and the rate of growth. There is an intention to open more of these throughout the southeast and southwest Louisiana, and we'll find out from John about their plans at Second Harvest Food Bank. Mark Krikorian joins us. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. There was a new Border Patrol data that came out. It's a report that comes out at the same time every month. And it has some really remarkable outcomes as to shutting the border down. Something that we've not seen in this country for a long, long time. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about other implications of what some other states are doing because of budgetary constraints, that they are reversing their positions as it relates to illegal immigration. This topic is incredibly dynamic. It's changing almost daily out there. And self-deporting, a whole bunch of folks, over a million now, self-deported out of the country at the present time. Billy Nungesser joins us at 10:30. He's the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, and we'll talk about the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off. We'll talk about Louisiana Beautiful, the grants, the litter, legislative updates, tourism in general, and what's going on in state parks. So much to do out there, so we'll talk about that as well. Want to shout out for the LSU Fighting Tigers. Congratulations. They go into the championship series of the College World Series. They will take on Coastal Carolina. Game one will be 6 p.m. Saturday. Our pregame coverage will start at 5:30. Game two will be 1:30 p.m. on Sunday. Start time will be about 1. For us, and if game three is necessary, it would take place at 6 p.m. on Monday. And we will carry every play, every hit, every catch, every home run right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And this is brought to you by, in part, by a whole host of great sponsors: Cummings, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center. On WWL and live on the free Odyssey app, go Tigers. If LSU So we, you know, we know that there will be two games played for sure, both Saturday and Sunday. So got something to look forward to this weekend for certain. So look forward to that. And we wish the Tigers the best. What an exciting game last evening. Things are changing really fast in the battle, the war between Israel and Iran. Hospitals were hit on the Israeli side last evening. There's going to be an in-kind retaliation by the Israelis. They're going to change their strategy as to what it is that they're going to be bombing on the other side. If, you know, the Iranians are doing this and they want to up it to increase civilian casualties, so be it. This is where this is going. This is pretty much where everybody suspected and suggested where this was going to go. And I think this is going to get uglier before it gets any better. And I think maybe the Ayatollah's been saying is that we're not going to drink from the poison chalice. We are not going to walk away from this fight. We are not going to surrender. And that's kind of where we are at the present time. Still, the United States mulling over on whether or not they will deploy and utilize the bunker busters using the B-2s or the B-52s in order to deliver same. And that's still up for consideration. The strategy, I think, has already been mapped out. The strategy has been approved. The final decision, everyone awaits to see what President Trump will do. The polling on these issues are all over the map. One day it's favorable. One day it's less than 50%. I think the public is getting a little bit not only confused with a lot of the information that's coming out, the angst and the anxiety that's out there, a lot of concerns as to what that ultimately means if the U.S. steps up. There are military folks that fall and break on both sides of this issue as well. I would not say that there's a major consensus on what it is that we ought to do. I do believe that there's consensus on the fact that everyone believes that Iran should not have nuclear weapon capability, plain and simple. There are others that would carry that, myself included, that they should not have ballistic missile capability, plain and simple. They should not be trusted, quite frankly. And if there is a diplomatic path to some solution here, it should be one of the most onerous agreements in the history of the world, because they're not to be trusted. Their form of government, this theocracy, is very fragile. There's a lot of unrest amongst the public. They don't go out and say much because they'll kill them. They'll turn their guns on them as soon as they turn their guns on, as fast as they'll turn their guns on Israelis and Jews. That's part of the issue with this theocracy. And it's part of the problem in sitting down at the table and trying to craft a deal with them. There should be no loopholes, and there definitely shouldn't be a plane with cash being delivered to Iran. We know what that led to. We can thank the Democrats for absolutely funding the proxies of the Iranian government. Gave them the jump start of a century to be able to continue to wreak havoc in the Middle East. And just any time that we were getting close to moving forward in normalizing relations amongst countries that typically had not communicated very well with one another, the ugly head of the proxies of Iran would show up, wreak havoc in order to make sure that they would be a disruptor, a disrupting force, to ensure that this would not happen. They do not want peace in the Middle East, plain and simple. A byproduct of this is going to be the NATO meeting, the annual forum that's held at The Hague, and they will be meeting on Tuesday. You will recall that Donald Trump had made a number of demands of NATO, one being that the NATO members would spend 5% of their GDP on military defense spending. A lot of folks are very anxious about this meeting. There are experts that are saying they do not want to say no to Donald Trump. They believe that the ask is not something that's extraordinary in light of everything that they're facing today, but it is extraordinary as to how they would reshape, reform, remodel the funding and financing of their government in order to shift 5% of GDP to military spending. And I think a lot of folks recognize that they may have the desire to do so. It may take some time to do so. It may create some pain. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte obviously understands exactly what the 32 members of the alliance are dealing with and dealing with their own politics and how this is ultimately going to weigh out. And he's tried to come up with a compromise calculation of getting to 5%, but having a number of different things count. So, for example, there would be a new benchmark, which would include a 3.5% of GDP on core defense spending, meaning weapons, capabilities, troops, and whatever else NATO decides to throw into that bucket, right? And then the rest would be what NATO would call defense and security related investment, to talk about infrastructure and resilience and maybe aid to Ukraine being thrown in that bucket as well. And the sum total of all of this spend would be to reach the target of 5% of GDP. Obviously, because of where we are in the Russia-Ukrainian war, where we find ourselves now in the Israel-Iran war, the nuclear threat by Putin, the nuclear threat by the Ayatollah, is a stream or a detail, I should say, that has created a lot of angst and anxiety as to what the moves ought to be. Putin has made some statements to Iran, hadn't provided any assistance. China has made statements to Iran. There's been three cargo planes that have secretly landed in Iran. They were actually, their manifest said that they were going to Luxembourg. On the way there, they disappeared off a radar, and it seems as though they landed somewhere in Iran. What was on those cargo planes, nobody seems to know. But this is a good example of this thing ramping up, people choosing sides and trying to create a landscape to try and save the Ayatollah's regime at this point in time. Without the Ayatollah, obviously, both the Russians and the Chinese and the North Koreans would be uptight as to what path that will take, how much influence either Israel, the United States, or others, maybe other Arab leaders, would have. Many of the Arab leaders who do not like the Russians and obviously would not favor them having a whole lot to say about that. That creates anxiety for Putin. And you have some of the same scenarios that play out as it relates to Xi Jinping in China as well. And so it's going to be interesting. And this meeting, I think, although it's going to be a shortened one, they don't want to create a lot of drama, is what they're saying. They got to get down to the brass tack. They got to resolve some of these issues. You know, of course, there's always been this issue about whether or not Ukraine's going to have an opportunity to come in. That is yet to be resolved. I suspect that in temporarily that won't be the case. It won't be allowed. And so it will be interesting to see where the next steps are going to be, because some of these countries have already articulated or developed a strategy about the 5% of GDP and are going to fall short because they just don't have the capacity to do it. And, you know, the realization and of that fact is problematic, obviously, because the United States has taken a new tack, a new strategy of saying we will not be the bank for NATO. And I don't blame the president, quite frankly. I mean, at some point in time, everyone has to put their money where their mouth is. And we cannot be all things to all people. I say that on so many different fronts. Immigration, we'll talk a little bit about that with food supply, with John Sillars, as to the USDA program. I know that program very well. We used to provide cold storage warehousing for that program for the USDA. And delivering that food to cafeterias and this and food banks and everything else in the very facility that Second Harvest finds themselves in today was owned and operated by my wife's family. We know that business backwards and forwards. We know the fact that there is not a healthy stream of goods and products that have come through those programs over the years. They have been very dynamic. They've not been consistent. And so to see that eggs, for example, are something that they cut back on USDA doesn't surprise me. There's a shortage. You're dealing with excess supply. You're paying farmers not to farm. You're buying their crops because there's no place for them to sell them on the market. When those conditions change, there's less to give out and distribute through these channels that USDA has been doing since the New Deal. But there's never been a lot of consistency with it. There have been some administrations more willing to put up dollars. But these are the considerations that you're having at the macro level of all of these countries that will be visiting in The Hague for the NATO meeting. And I'm looking forward to see what they actually come out of, what the statement is going to be, if there will be a policy position, and how much of this discussion is going to be focused on Iran and Israel and the Middle East. And we'll report out what we learn, obviously, when that happens. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWE.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, my friend.
How are things going? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's going great. We, we're pivoting to go to different areas of the country and even out of the country that we feel we can get those international markets back. We previously had a trip to Brazil planned. We've put that on hold while we go back to Canada, as we feel like we're getting some more people willing to come across the border and travel to America and get some of those Canadians to come back to Louisiana.
What are you hearing from them when y'all are communicating with them?
Well, you know, after the 51st state and the terrorists, it put a bad taste in their mouth. I think it cost the conservative the election. And in the last election up there, we saw dozens of cancellations, more than dozens. We usually get a good following from Canada the year after the Congre, which is every 5 years in Canada. We were up there last year. They all come to Lafayette the next year for our big celebration. And we've had a large number of those cancel. And it's definitely affected our marketing. Canada is our number one international market. So we're very aggressively wanting to get that market back to where it was.
Yeah, I my sense is they'll come back, right?
You know, we're hoping there's an end to the tariff wars, to the rhetoric about taking over Canada, making it a state, and let that die off and get past it. You know, and hopefully we're feeling that there's a little bit better attitude towards traveling now than there was months ago. So it's getting better, and hopefully that rhetoric will calm down and allow us to get those numbers back up.
Yep. Let's pivot real quick to the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this year we're hosting it in Slidell. For the first time, we've been moving around the state every year, giving chefs from all over Louisiana a chance to compete for the King or Queen of Seafood. So that event will be June 27th at the Harbor Center. You can buy tickets online. All the great restaurants of the North Shore will be there, and those chefs from around the state will compete. They'll start every 10 minutes and have an hour to cook their best seafood dish, and then the King or Queen of Seafood that's selected to represent Louisiana will then compete. We partner with the Restaurant Association in August for the restaurant show in the Convention Center. I send a letter to all my Lieutenant Governor friends and tell them to send their best seafood chef to Louisiana to compete, and we will crown the next American King or Queen of Seafood at that event in August. So it gives our local chefs some great exposure, and hopefully we can bring that crown back. It was won by Massachusetts last year, so we want to bring that crown back to Louisiana.
Absolutely. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It really is. I tell you, to watch them put those dishes together, it's got to be pretty, it's got to taste good, and then they have to give a presentation to the judges. So their personality, their passion for what they're cooking comes out. And we look for that great chef that also can be a great salesperson for Louisiana seafood, as we'll travel the country with them promoting Louisiana seafood.
That's going to be June 27th at the Harbor Center in Slidell. Is there some place people can visit to get tickets?
Yeah, LouisianaSeafood.com / Louisiana Seafood Cookoff. And they can buy tickets there. Also, the tourism website in St. Tammany. And it's going to be a great event. You'll get some of the best food from all the restaurants on the North Shore served there for that one price. It's going to be a fun night.
Let's pivot again. Billy, coming to a close, I guess, tomorrow are the Louisiana Beautiful Grants. Tell us about it.
Yeah, what we've done is we had these summits, these trash summits all over the state with elected officials, passionate citizens about litter, and we've come up with a bunch of new grants to help those communities beautify, clean up, and keep their parish cities, neighborhoods clean. And so we're going to continue to do that. But I tell you, Noel, this has become a movement. 3 years ago, when we asked the legislature to move Keep Louisiana Beautiful under our office, we had a little over 50 groups the previous year clean up. This year, over 1,400 groups in every parish cleaned up Louisiana. And it was incredible. And I tell you, it's growing in momentum. We've got those same groups that are out, some of them weekly, monthly, keeping our state clean, DOTD, Wildlife Fisheries, DEQ. The people at those agencies have become great partners in not only cleaning up, enforcing the laws. And we had some laws passed in this session. One, that you no longer can release balloons. I know that's a way to celebrate and also to honor someone that's passed, but they get tangled up in our wildlife, clogging up waterways. We've even had some instances where baby cattle have eaten them and it's gotten tied up in their stomachs and killed the baby cattle. We've seen two or three pelicans with them wrapped around the neck, turtles. So, you know, if you want to have those balloons at a celebration after it's over, pop them, dispose of them. It's now it's litter to release those balloons. We also passed the bill to allow our park rangers to write litter tickets outside the parks. So if there's someone dumping an illegal site and Wildlife and Fisheries or the sheriff's office can't get there, the hotline gets the call. They'll call our park nearest to that location, and we can go out and assess it and give the ticket if so needed.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take an accumulation of stuff like that all coming together and empower folks to be able to enforce same, right? And to kind of change the mindset and the culture of what we're doing. Heed the advice, right?
You're right. We got to attack it from all angles, enforcement, cleanup, but education. If you go take your driver test now, there's a four-minute video. And I went to spoke at the conference of all the people that give the driving test in the state. I said, we've given you a four-minute video to show the people taking the driving test. Please show it. Because in that video is the answers to some of the questions on the driving test about litter. So we now have it embedded into the people getting their driver's license. We also give all the schools the tools. It's a law. They're supposed to teach litter in school. We give them all the manuals they need, and we're now producing a new video where the animals actually will talk to the kids about not trashing where they live to get their attention and hopefully get them at an early age. If we can change the culture, we can save that $100 million we spent last year cleaning up Louisiana and do better things with that money.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to pivot back to the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off. One of the byproduct topics about that, you know, about making sure that we are preparing and selling and producing Louisiana seafood, right, to enter into the stream of commerce. Your office provided me with a release about a testing regimen that went on in, I think it was South Carolina, if my memory serves me correct, in Charleston, where they uncovered a bunch of restaurants that were selling foreign shrimp and not their own shrimp.
Absolutely. You know, and I've actually written every lieutenant governor that they need to do it for the health of their people to make sure they know where their seafood's coming from. And I spoke to the South Carolina lieutenant governor. She's on top of it. And there was a CBS special on the national news where they went into a bunch of restaurants in New York, asked them where their seafood, Gulf of Mexico. Well, when they tested it, they went back and said, no, these are not from the Gulf of Mexico. Only one of them told the truth. So, and in Carolina, I think it was four of them told the truth. The rest lied. So the more people we can get, you know, our ultimate goal, and I know the president put some tariffs on imports, but our ultimate goal is to get an inspection fee of 10 cents a pound, say, and that would allow us to hire thousands more inspectors to inspect more seafood. Hopefully they clean up their act. But right now we inspect less than 5% of the imported seafood. And a lot of that is rejected for bacteria or high contents or antibiotics and are unsafe to eat. So if we can bring more awareness, I think we're gaining steam. We've been working on this for years. Now in Louisiana, we took it away from the health department, my seafood board, and working with Mike Strain and the ag department. We're doing the testing. We upped the fines. The year we took it over, there were 2,000 violations. None of them got fined. So why follow the law if you're not going to have consequences? Now Mike Strain's doing the testing, and we're going to hold those people that cheat accountable. If you're selling Boudreaux's crawfish tails, they better be Boudreaux's crawfish tails and not from Taiwan, or we're going to catch you.
Yeah, what's interesting in the materials that your office had sent, in states that don't have labeling laws, 80% inauthenticity rate. So 8 out of 10 shrimp are not, you know, the local shrimp. In the states that do have labeling laws, there's an efficacy rate of 34%. So 34% are inauthentic in those states. Still, it's a third, even with the laws. How do I say this? Local shrimp has not been very expensive. In fact, it's been dirt cheap here for the most part. How much do they save by bringing in a foreign product? Is it still that much?
Well, the foreign product has been very inexpensive. They grow it in human waste. They do it with, you know, labor that they pay nothing to, and they produce massive amounts of it in these shrimp farms, you know, crawfish, the same things. But it's getting better. You know, the tariff helped. But I think as we bring awareness to the safety and there's more demand out there because our shrimpers they need to get a fair price for their product. And historically, Louisiana, the Gulf of Mexico shrimp have been underpriced, but still because they can buy the cheap imports cheaper. And it is a better product by far.
Yeah, it's just kind of interesting. I mean, why they would work against their own local folks is kind of mind-boggling to me. Doesn't make too much sense at all. Let's get to a break. We're visiting with the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We'll be right back with him. We'll talk about state parks for the summer, legislative updates as well. So stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana. Billy, a lot to do this summer. The state parks are alive and well and ready and open.
Yeah, I tell you, we've had our best year ever with over 2 million visitors, first time ever. They're in the best shape they've ever been in. We've got a lot of work still to do. But we've got the number 2 mountain bike trail in the country up at Bogachita with horseback riding, tubing, beautiful beaches up there. We've got new water features at many of the parks. We've got our first special needs playground at Fountain Blue. And we've got these track chairs where you can take your child out of a wheelchair, put in this track chair, go out on the beach, or go and see the deer and all the animals in the woods. That has been a game changer for people confined to a wheelchair. And through the private-public partnership, we're going to be able to do a lot more. We're looking to build some resort conference centers at a couple parks that are going to bring in millions of dollars over time. And I believe I'll see a day, or we'll see a day, when we won't need any tax dollars to run our parks. And I want to give a thanks to the governor for supporting a bill we passed this year that is going to allow me to hire my own engineers, contractors, without going through the administration. It took us 10 years to get the cabins back open after Katrina at Bayou Signet. 3 years at Fountain Blue, we just got the cabins back open. Whoever you're dealing with in administration, they work for the governor. So they're taking care of all that stuff first. And then the contractor feels like he doesn't work for me. He works for the administration. So we never hold their feet to the fire. We get no say-so in the change orders. So we can do it quicker, better, and cheaper if we can hire them directly. They work for us. We put them on a time limit, and we can get things repaired, built, engineered, designed in a lot quicker time for a lot better price. And I thank the governor for signing that bill and the legislative support. We're going to do some great things at the state parks going forward.
That's really exciting to hear, the level of cooperation and working through that process. I know it's something that's kind of been a thorn in your side for a long time, because I know when you get in to a project, you want to get it done. You want to get it over with. You want to put it into service, right?
Absolutely. Time and time again, I'd show up at the park and the contractor would say, I don't work for you. I work for, in the past administration, Jay Darden. And then when we'd see a problem and they want to get a $100,000 change order, I'm like, no, that should have been fixed in the contract. Well, if the administration offers them, gives them a change order, I can't stop it. So we're going to hold contractors feet to the fire. We're going to engineer and design things that make sense. At one point, they designed a $2 million bathroom for my state park where I needed a small cement block building that I could keep clean. So I wouldn't build a $2 million bathroom. So it's things like that, common sense approach, doing the most with the money you have, just makes common sense. So I'm real excited about getting so much more done with the money we have and done properly, quicker, and a better price.
Billy, let's talk about the legislative session is now over. How did you guys fare out?
You know, we had kind of a standstill budget. We always do because we know there's so many needs in the state. But I got to tell you, I was disappointed in the way they can change these bills on the House floor with little or no discussion. A legislator tagged on to my museum bill, an appointment for a group that has nothing to do with the museums, and gave a great speech on the House floor, and they supported it. And, you know, I got no notification, and that happens all the time. There's several, I believe, and I hadn't seen all the bills, but I don't believe the insurance bills they passed are going to do much good for insurance. The ones that were really made a difference were either watered down or never made it to a vote, and that's unfortunate because we hear about these great bills they come up with, and then when they amend them on the House or Senate floor and they come out and do nothing to really improve or lower insurance rates or, in my case, added a seat to a board that should have never been added, it's disheartening. I don't know how you fix that and have more time for debate before you can just walk to that mic and attach anything you want to any bill with little or no discussion to the public or the people it affects. And it's disheartening.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. I mean, you know, the people that have to manage through this process and manage, the process and the outcomes and everything else, and you don't give them an opportunity to weigh in. More likely than not, it's a political payoff is what it is. And at some point, we got to move beyond that, right?
Well, and I think, it makes the people distrust Baton Rouge and get disgusted with it. Because if you've got something you want to pass, but it's controversy or it's probably the right thing to do or not the right thing to do, you wait and stick it on a bill on the House floor because it gets little or no attention. If you come up with a bill and introduce it and it stands on its own 2 feet, people are going to be outraged about it. Well, when you amend it and add that on the House or Senate floor, there's little or no time for discussion. So, it passes with little exposure. And that's just not right.
Not at all. As always, we always enjoy the conversation with you, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. Same to you.
And go ahead. You can say it. Go, Billy. Yep, lost him. Tried to get him to say, go Tigers. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.